I noticed that I read that passage, the context of the passage is Paul is talking to him. He said, when you come together to eat, you know, he says, you all have your own food. Mm-hmm. Some of you are hungry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of you start eating, you know, before the rest of them get there. By the time they get there, there's nothing left. It's all messed up. Uh-huh. Your love feast, you're not discerning the body. Uh-huh. You're not discerning everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, and he's saying, because you don't discern the body, this is your problem. You're not looking out for everyone else. It's not a love feast.
Yeah.
It's everybody for himself feast. Yeah. And so he says, so he gives them instructions about, you know, hey, if you're hungry, eat at home before you come. You know, don't just, you know.
Yeah.
It's not there for you to come and pick out, you know. It's time for you to come and just fellowship with one another. Mm-hmm. Not only each other, excuse me. So he says, for that reason. Mm-hmm. And he says, for that reason, or for this reason in there, he says, that's the reason that you're not doing well, that you get sick. Uh-huh. He says, because you're not discerning the body. You're not looking out for other folks. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come together.
Yeah.
We got to love. Mm-hmm. That's basic commandment, number one, you know, top of the list.
So not walking in love is not discerning the Lord's body.
Yeah, you're not discerning the needs of the entire body. You're just thinking about your own needs.
Yeah.
You know, you're not discerning the body's needs. You're not noticing and knowing what's going on here. Somebody over there didn't have any food.
Yeah.
They don't have enough food or whatever. You're taking your big heap and sharing it with them, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're hungry and you're hungry enough to eat a big heap, eat at home. Mm-hmm. And then still bring the big heap to share.
Yeah.
You know, it's just look out for other folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look out for discern the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's just one of the things, in context, if you look at that in context, that's what Paul was talking about.
Yeah.
You got to look out for other folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, well, I've got a short one. I don't have much time for this. But, you know, on the way here, Satan just was really attacking us, you know, trying to do something, you know, on the computer, technology. And Satan seems to work through computers more than he does. India, look at Candace. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Last week I tried to find a song and it was like, nope.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
oh, there you go.
I've never had one.
Well, blessed are you. Blessed are you. Anyway, but Buffin found a neat song, and we tried to download the music for her to sing it to, and it just would not work. Everything I tried, you know, and I've tried all kinds of things. And she tried, we were both trying, you know, and nothing worked. But I wanted to read the lyrics because the lyrics really speak to what we just went through and what some of it you may be going through. So, you want to come and read that, sweetie?
Can I just sit here and read
it? You can sit here and read it, yeah.
Praise you in the storm. Have y'all heard that one?
Good song.
It's like every morning when I'm making the bed, I'm listening to it. It's like, because, you know, it has, well, Tommy had a wreck. Just Friday night. You know, totaled our car. He's okay. Sort of, yeah. You know, and it's just one thing after another. And we're going, praise you, Lord. So, I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder roars, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. I'll praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands for who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you've you hold in your hand. You never left my side. And though my heart is torn, I'll praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? And as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away all the junk. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I'll praise you in the storm, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, sometimes it's when you're in the midst of the storm. you really need God, you know. And I appreciate what Thurston was saying. You know, he's right there. You know, he's right there with us. You know, we've got all kinds of help, you know. And he's right there with us. And it's good to have songs like this to remind us of that.
Yeah.
You know, hey, oh, yeah, God's here with me. You know, I'm frustrated, but you know what? Phooey. Spit in Satan's eye and go on, you know. You know, recognize where it's coming from and just say, you know what? You're not going to steal my joy. Let no man take away your joy, right? You just keep on going. Just smile. Ah! You're not going to steal my joy. I'm going to be happy and joyful anyway. I'm going to praise the Lord and thank him anyway. I'm going to praise you in the storm. I'm just going to praise God anyway. Right? And you know what? Cars can, they can be replaced. There's the cars out there all over the place. You know? And so, you know, God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You know? So we can eat steak and sell a few cows and get a car. And still have steak, right? All right, we barbecue those ribs, right? So you just don't worry about it, you know? He says what? Cast all your cares on him, for he cares about you. You know? He cares about you. So what's that verse that goes, prayers and supplications, let your requests be, you know, have no anxiety. Don't worry about anything, right? That's the way it starts off. Don't worry about
anything.
Yeah, who's going to worry about it?
That car is totaled, you should see it.
Don't worry about it.
It makes you realize how much he was protected.
Yeah, you know, he's fine. It's kind of interesting that, you know, he's got a little cut, a little scrape, you know, but airbag came out, you know, so he's fine. You know, got some ringing in his ear, but it was gone in 24 hours, you know. And so I asked him, did you answer it? You know, he did. Anyway, but yeah, you know.
Well, Tommy has to put up with.
A wreck is a small thing compared to Dad, you know. Dad's bad jokes, anyway. But, you know, it's like you just don't let anything worry you, you know. I cast all my cares on him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't worry about anything but by prayer and supplication with
thanksgiving.
Okay. With thanksgiving, I let my request be made known to him.
In the place of God.
And thank you. Which, come on,
passes
all understanding, will
keep your room
and garrison your heart
in
Christ
Jesus. Well, that's where I need my heart. My heart doesn't need to be in a computer or a car or whatever, you know. It needs to be in Christ Jesus. Right?
Your storm shelter.
Amen.
Your storm shelter, she
said. Oh, yeah. Yeah, storm shelter. All right. That's cool. You know?
Well, that's what her song was about.
Yeah.
I know when I was looking over the devastation in Pleasant Grove, that song came on.
Really?
Really?
And, you know, at first, of course, I was sitting there crying, you know. But it gave me a
just
peace.
Emotional.
Yeah.
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 But, right. And it gave me a peace to say, you know, no matter what you see, I got you covered.
Yeah.
You know. And, then when they came and sang that, I go, I had to go outside. I couldn't have it, you know. But it's a very touching and moving song. I like that. Yeah.
You know, we were talking about how long we're going to live and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's true. I agree with all of that, you know. But tell you the truth, we got eternal life now. You know, I was sharing with my kids, and I've come up with this, and I don't know how accurate this is, but I said, you know, this life is like, it's like when my kids play a video game. You know, they play a game on there. They controlling this little cartoon character, you know, as he runs around and does things and he goes places and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes he dies, right? But when the cartoon character dies, they don't die. They're controlling the cartoon character, right? They just start over and go again, you know. It doesn't really matter what happens to the cartoon character because they're okay. They're going to keep going, right? You know, in that same way, you know, we're here in this three-dimensional space, you know. You know, and we got bodies, and even if our bodies die, we don't matter to us. We're spiritual people.
Right.
We have eternal life in Jesus Christ, in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And you know, he says, "That's okay. Got your new body. We start over." We got a new body. We get new bodies, and we're going to have a new heaven and earth, new game to play. Right?
Reset button.
Reset button. Hey. Somebody's been playing. But yeah, so we just praise the Lord. We don't ever, you know, whatever happens on this screen, you don't worry about it because you know what? We get a whole new phone. We get a whole new computer. We can play another game. Boom. You know, got a whole new game. Fun things. So it's all fun. It's all games. In God's house. Oh, David, what did I say? This is the Father's house. Come on, Thurston. Come on. Come on. What's in the house? Well, come on, David.
Everything you need.
Everything you need. Everything you want is in the house. Peace, prosperity, everything we want, right here in the house. Yeah. If you're just not in the house,
you don't want it.
You don't need it. You don't want it.
If it's not in the house, you don't need it.
Yeah, that's right. See, we remember that, don't we? He said it enough, we remember. Yeah. So, anyway. Just praise the Lord. All right, Father, thank you so much. We do praise you. We praise you in the storm, in the midst of the storm. Because, Lord, we know that, you know, you go walking around in the middle of the storm. You go walking around on your problems. You go walking around in the middle of the frustration, in the middle of everything else. You just, hey, you know what? It's just fun. It's refreshing. It's just refreshing. To walk on the water and feel the wind in your face and the water splashing on you. Eh, no problem. No problem. Just fun. It's just joy. Because God's going to be praised in the middle of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, so much. Bless this food. Bless our conversation together, our fellowship. May we encourage and uplift one another. May every word spoken today in a sermon may be a truthful sermon. May it raise you up and lift you up and edify the people and equip them for the work of the ministry. Thank you, Father. Be praised in all things. Through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.